Hello and welcome to the Friday, October 31st, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got another one of our false positives for October here today from Rob. Rob is focusing on, false positive error reports or requests that you may get from management or non-technical users. Pretty good read, then. I'm sure that you have encountered some of these issues in the past yourself. And it looks like the PowerPoint vulnerability that was most notably being used against NATO as part of an attack known as Sandworm is now being distributed more widely. According to Danish security company CSIS, this vulnerability has now been used in order to attack customers of various Swiss banks. This particular malware family is known as Dire or Direza and has been seen exploiting various vulnerabilities in the past. Now, remember that this PowerPoint OLE issue has been patched by Microsoft about 2 weeks ago as part of the October patch Tuesday, but later Microsoft announced that the patch was incomplete and it released additional fixes and such to avoid exploitation. So this is potentially still a vulnerability out there that has not been completely patched. So be careful. Now, the emails that were used to spread this particular vulnerability are kind of run-of-the-mill sort of emails claiming to come from ADP, the payroll processor. I probably get about a dozen of these emails in my spam trap a day. So this is an old ongoing kind of trick and kind of surprising that it's being used in such a pretty sophisticated attack. And then to continue a little bit the theme of sort of hacking the oldies that we appear to be having this week. Well, another attack that sort of reminds me of a pre-network attack way back in the day called Tempest that sort of looked at electromagnetic leaks from computers. As monitor bandwidths increased and the cables were a little bit better shielded and such, that original Tempest attack really hasn't been working much anymore, but researchers at the Ben Gurion University in Israel came up with a little trick to use the video card as a radio and that way exfiltrate data. Now, this data would be exfiltrated by malware on the system, but it would be one way to get data out of an isolated system. Bandwidths and range is pretty dismal here, so I'm not sure how practical it is. They're quoting 1 to 7 meters of range and an effective bandwidth of 13 to 60 bytes per second. But as receiver, they used a cell phone, so they didn't really use any sophisticated antennas or such to receive the data. And one problem cyber criminals are having lately is a glut of stolen credit cards. They actually don't get around to actually use many of the credit cards that they steal. Well, there's a solution now for the overworked cyber criminal, and that's an automatic platform by the name of Voxis that will automatically connect to various payment gateways and place orders in order to cash out the cards. The gateway advertises that it's highly automated and that its transactions are specifically designed to look like humans and to mimic human behavior in order to make it past a lot of the fraud algorithms that banks typically use in order to detect stolen credit cards, or at least transactions performed by stolen credit cards. A lot of credit cards that are known as stolen are actually not revoked because, well, they're very unlikely to be actually used. And in order to avoid the cost of revoking all these millions of credit cards, banks usually just watch transactions for them. And this kind of fraud monitoring is what this new platform attempts to bypass. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.